When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Lou Sanders with a new episode of Cuddle Club. Yes, the rumours are true. We're back for you. This is a podcast about cuddling, but really it's about, and I can't say this enough, life, human relationships, love, loss. Is it? Kind of. I don't know. It's about everything and nothing. Please come on in. Each week we speak to a different guest about their lives and their lives. It's mainly about their lives. This week I talk to Kerry Godleman. She's an actor and a stand-up and, you know, other things. You know, adjectives like mother spring to mind. Friend. You know, daughter. Anyway, get your ears around it now. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Lou.
You've got a conservatory. Well, well, well. You think you know someone.
And then it transpires that they've got a conservatory.
Whoa.
Thoughts?
Yeah, well, love it, into it. You know, I'm thinking that's a family home.
Well, it's a very old, slightly dilapidated conservatory that was sort of attached to the house when we got it. So I didn't choose it.
Oh, you didn't put it in?
I didn't put it in.
But do enjoy it, please. If you're doing anything.
It's got a plastic roof.
Ah. Well, enjoy it as much as you can with a conservatory with a plastic roof, you know.
Yeah, I quite like it when it rains. It pitter-patters in a way that I find quite calming.
My friend sent me a video of a bumblebee in slow motion today flapping its wings, and I thought this is the age I'm at where I think this is, you know, this is a nice video.
Yeah, it's the simple things now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a slow wind down to death, really.
Once you're watching memes of bees, it's pretty much the end. You're on the downward scale.
It's the pitter-patter of rain and it's the slow wings of a bee. And then it's good night to all, you know.
Good night.
We just worked together on, I think we can talk about it, a camping show. We enjoyed it, didn't we? We felt very lucky.
I really enjoyed it, yes.
Yeah, we felt very lucky to be with people.
Yeah, and to be outdoors and to be employed.
Yeah, to be employed is very fun. You know, we're outdoor gals. We're campers.
Yes, we are campers. I do like camping in the main.
Dick us in a forest and get a fire and we'll have a nice time.
Yeah, I might even sing a song if I've had a glass of wine.
Wine. We probably can't talk about anything that happens in the show, but...
There weren't any massive scoops, though, were there? No one got off with anyone or anything on that scale.
That's a shame, actually, because that was one of the badges. One of the badges you would have got. David Mitchell would have handed you another camping badge if you'd got off with someone in your team.
Snogger's badge.
Okay, this is called Cuddle Club. Any reservations?
I don't think so. No, I'm open to it.
Well, here we go. I'll just get on with it. It's a quick fire round. All you have to do for this is answer it very quickly.
Okay, so is it like therapy? Will I reveal sort of parts of my inner nature?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I don't charge you, so that's quite nice of me.
But what if I just shout penises randomly as a response and then that will reveal...
Then I charge you.
Okay. I'll reveal something and go, oh, God!
Do you give to charity for you or for them?
Oh, for them, I think.
How much?
I'm not saying...
Okay. Can you be a bit of a sex siren and eat roasted cabbage that you left in the bottom of an oven for 10 days?
What, are you asking if it's possible?
Yeah, to still be a sex siren.
Yes,
thank you. Living proof, baby.
Have I settled an argument you're having with someone?
Yeah, with myself, yeah. What day's bin day?
Thursday.
Oh, very man of the people.
Oh, bloody nightmare Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah. Do you do it with your husband?
Husband.
Yeah, nightmare for him.
Well, I have to make him.
Yeah, that's true. You have to make him.
I've got to manipulate him. That's the full-time job.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's the end of the quickfire round. I think you did very well. I don't usually clap someone, but I clap you for that. Why not?
Well, that was really easy.
Yeah, it's easy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that was really easy. I love the bin one. Are they all going to be that easy?
No, but they're just questions to you. I have to write a new three for everyone I do.
Oh, okay.
So you can see, you know, really got my work cut out for me there.
I thought mine had a nice theme. Cabbage, bins. What was the other one? Oh, charity.
Charity, yeah. You didn't want to say it. Okay, answer me this. How many direct debits have you got going out?
I've got a few. You've got a few.
You've got a few. That's all that matters. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Okay, question two. Touching. Are you into it generally? If so, how so?
I do like touch. I like touching. To show affection, sincerity, grab attention, all those things.
The big three.
Grab a face, give me eye contact, please.
Yes.
Love a face grab. No, I'm fully on board with touching.
Love that.
I mean, in appropriate context.
Yes, it's all, you know, we'll just imagine
it's all about context.
Yeah, we'll take that as a given. From you, not from everyone.
Okay.
But from you, imagine if it came out, you know, you were the next scoop, the Guardian scoop.
That would be... Let's fully imagine that.
I actually got an email from the two journalists that thankfully keep breaking these stories about wretched men, which have done, you know, horrible things. They emailed me about one notorious one, but the way that it was phrased, they didn't put his name in the thing. So I just got this email saying, will you come and have a cup of coffee with us and talk to us about Me Too stuff and all these allegations? Honestly, Kerry, I thought they were talking about me.
What?
Because of the way that it was phrased, I was like...
That's so bizarre, the way they phrased it.
Like, I read it again and I was like, oh, right, no, I think I know who they're... But like,
I'm not a sex pest. Phewie.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and... hello? Imagine I'm going to hug you. How are you feeling?
I'm open to it.
Yeah, you've done it in real life. You've done it in RL, you know.
Yeah.
You're fine with it, you know.
I don't mind hugging. I'm quite up for it. I didn't mind the break we all had from it. I quite enjoyed a bit of a sabbatical from too much touch. Now quite happy to get it back. Like a lot of things, it was good to have a break.
Yeah, it's good to get some sort of perspective on it.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah, because some hugs, maybe hugging, you know, like a lot of things, maybe it was too much, it was gratuitous. Yeah, yeah. We needed to strip it back.
I think I've actually cut right back down on my cuddles.
Really?
Because like, if I've got a big group of people that I say goodbye to now, I just don't bother because it saves on the admin time.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'll just do one or two that I feel need it or are closest to the door, you know?
Yeah, very wise. I don't like awkward cuddles with people that I'm not overly familiar. You know, when you're just a bit like, this is awkward. Which side does your head go?
Yeah, I sort of lean heavily into that awkwardness and smell their neck just because I think... You know, get something
very
out of
wise.
It. If it's going to be all
very wise.
Yeah.
Very wise, you're right. To make the most of it as a learning opportunity.
Go on, take us back then. History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, then.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee, is it the war? It's not the war, is it? First cuddle you remember, if you can.
I remember cuddles with my gran. My mum's mum was very cuddly. I remember snuggling up on the sofa with her, probably my gran. She had big arms.
Big arms, which aren't fashionable, but are very good for...
They're great on nans, though, aren't they?
Yeah. But I'm going to be one of the sexy nans, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Toned arms.
Scrawny toned arms.
Yeah.
No, ideally you want a nan with, like, massive, flappy, what are they called? Nan wings, I don't know.
Bingo wings. Bingo wings.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Just want a proper nan arm hug.
Okay, touch quiz. Who am I thinking about touching right now? You've got five questions.
Okay, is it a man or a woman?
No.
What? It's going really well. Oh, no. Yes, no questions.
Yeah. No, it's not, but it's not a man or a woman.
Oh, is it an animal?
Yes.
Yes. Is it...
That's two questions.
Is it a domesticated animal?
Not as such.
Is it a farmyard animal?
It could be, but it could not be.
Oh, did they have them at that camping thing we did?
Yes.
Was it a pig?
No.
Oh. Really
yeah, you thought you had it then, didn't you?
Oh, goat!
No, you would think a goat because I bonded most...
Chicken?
No, similar.
Oh, duck?
Yes, a duck, yeah.
Oh, there were only four animals and it was my last choice.
The whole time I was thinking about touching a duck, of course.
Ducks are pleasing.
It's a quiz as old as time, that one. but the good news is you can play along at home. Is that an ITV quiz show? You know,
why not? And cuddling a duck would be nice.
It depends on the duck, I suppose.
Not if it pecks your eyeball or something, that would ruin it.
No, when I go wild water swimming, which I do, sometimes I get paranoid that someone could put piranhas in the water as a prank.
Yep. We're going in a whole different direction. I thought we were sticking with ducks. I don't think it's realistic to worry about that, though.
No. There's things you can control and things you can't. I went swimming the other day in this, like, body of water that it's kind of like for fishermen. You're not really supposed to swim in there, but everyone does.
Yeah.
And then we went swimming and we just got in the water and swam like a meter or two, like hardly far at all, and there were loads of cows in the next
in the
bit
water.
Along. Yeah, it was mad. It was like we were face to face with some cows and that were in the water.
How did that feel?
Well, I felt like this is a great unexpected twist, a bit of a plot twist.
But you weren't freaked out, you were cool with it.
I wasn't freaked out, but then I did think we're probably swimming in cow pats, which probably isn't that good for you.
Cow farts or shits in the water. I quite like a cow just lying around. I mean, have you ever been to India? They're just everywhere. They're in the middle of, like, motorways.
Whoa. And you just have to slow down.
Cows just walking about. You just have to go around them. Everyone just sort of accepts them.
Yeah.
Because they're holy, aren't they? So they're, like, left alone. You see them in shopping malls, driving cars.
In shopping malls?
It's just everywhere. Just cows all over the place.
Wow.
It's great. I really liked it. I got really used to it. And then when I came back, I was like, why don't we have cows just walking around?
We're missing a trick here. But so you could be an H&M and there's just a cow walks past, but then what do they do about the pooping?
Yes, that there is that problem. There is a fair bit of that around.
I do think cows are holy, but I think, then again, I think we're all holy in our own little ways. Yeah,
I agree.
But also, cows cry when you take their babies away, and they cry when their friends go to the slaughterhouse. They're very touchy animals, you know.
That doesn't seem touchy. That seems really reasonable to have a cry. Have a cry when those two things happen.
I know, it's mad, but they
it's
are
not
really...
like they're highly strung, is it?
Highly strong. You can't take their kids away without them causing a racket.
Get you. Calm down.
No, but it's very sad because they have, like, little mates and stuff, and they sort of know when they're going to the slaughterhouse, and their kids just get on a conveyor belt cycle of taking their kids away. So it's really...
It's traumatising.
Yeah. You still going to have milk and tea?
I don't have milk and tea.
Yes, Kerry. Love that.
I'm not a full card-carrying vegan, but I have cut out a lot of, you know, I don't eat cows anymore.
You're vegetarian, which is a great thing.
But vegan's the next step, isn't it, all the way?
Yeah, but one step at a time. I mean, most people don't even do vegetarianness, do they?
More people are, though, aren't they? Are you finding that more and more people
are? Yeah, especially when I tell them about the cows crying on on a podcast that's nothing to do with that. Oh, well, now she's asking. You've been with your husband for ages, right? If I can say that.
Yeah, we have been together a long time.
How long?
We met in 2002, so nearly 20 years.
Whoa. It's mad when you think about stuff. I was talking to someone the other day about stuff that happened 20 years ago, and I was like, it's mad that we're talking about. It's, like, so awful that we're...
It's ridiculous.
Horrible stuff.
The passing of time.
But also really nice that you've been with him that long. So who chatted who up?
I chatted him up.
Ooh,
we were doing a fringe play together, and I played his psychiatric nurse, so analyse that. And and then we were flirting quite a lot, and then I asked him out. I don't think he fully realised I was asking him out. I think he thought I was saying, would you like to go out? Like, there's a misunderstanding, isn't there? I remember once a bloke inviting me in after a night out for a cup of tea, and because it wasn't coffee, I didn't know...
Oh,
I got the code. It's not the same code. Sometimes you can be wrong-footed and genuinely take someone. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no subtext. I think he thought I was just saying... I said, do you want to go to Spitalfields Market tomorrow? Because it was Saturday, I think, or Friday. Anyway, it was weekend. Mm. And he was like, yeah, okay, are you looking for anything in particular?
Oh, like, it was a sincere... God. That's so cute. That's so cute.
Like, oh, you bloody idiot.
Like, you've eyed him up and think, so yeah, he'll be the ideal shopping partner.
He's a great shopping companion. He'll facilitate some purchases.
I don't think they do know, you know, when, like, I had a date with someone and I think he did it. Like, it was so obvious to me that, I mean, maybe I see, like, romantic opportunity and everything, but it was so obvious. I was chatting him up and I asked him to my house, like, and he was like, oh, I didn't really realize it was a date until like you were kissing me. And I was like, oh, how thick, like, maybe they,
how stupid,
maybe they just can't believe their luck, Kerry.
Yeah, maybe, you know. maybe they're a bit naive, that's why we choose them.
Yeah, right.
Quite,
yeah.
malleable
naive and a little bit on the dumb side.
He's the one.
Come to mummy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question from Alan de Botton.
Is he there? Is he in the room? Is he just out of frame?
He's not in the room, but I'll tell you what this bit is. It's like, you know, I basically plagiarise and don't have to do much work, so I just get his cards out. It's quite good,
excellent,
isn't it?
Excellent. I sent my dad to one of his School of Life workshops as a present.
Oh, my God, how did that go?
Well, it was a funny old moment on Christmas morning when he opened his... and he went, what's this? And I went, I just thought you'd like something different. I sort of went through, you know, when you just think, I just don't want to buy all the usual shit.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's all landfill in the end.
Yeah.
So I bought him that. I bought him a workshop at the School of Life about building relationships or something like that. He loved it. Yeah, he sat right at the front. Because he didn't have a great education, my dad, and he quite enjoys being in a classroom, which is a rare thing. I mean, he enjoyed being on the speed awareness workshop when he got...
Wow.
He was, like, excited by it. So I just thought, this is a bloke who will enjoy, you know, he's into sort of philosophy and psychology or whatever. He enjoyed it.
That's a lovely idea. And I wasn't expecting him to enjoy it. So that's a schooling for me, not to judge.
Well, unless he pretended.
No, I think that's really nice, actually. And also, I think we all get to... Like, especially our parents, who are obviously older than us, obviously, that's how time works. But, like, I think, you get to a certain point and it's like, well, what are you going to get? Things. Like, you can't take things
exactly
with you. Like, it's stupid. Experiences.
You get to a point where it's just more things and it starts to feel a bit gratuitous and wrong.
I sort of had to stop buying people, like, self-help stuff. I got in trouble because I'd always buy, like, people self-help stuff and then...
They didn't want it.
They were like, what an awful present.
Oh, no, I'm really open to all that. I love all that.
Because it's like, it's sort of like pushing... your view of what they need on them, which they don't appreciate. But yeah. Anyway, good old Alan de Botain, who's Scorch's father, wants to know which of your unfortunate character traits can be traced back to something in childhood. Very rude of Alan.
Which? Surely all of them. I would have thought all my personality traits are probably traceable to childhood. Yes, I'm sure that's true. Anger, frustration, all those negative ones, they must be.
Yeah. I don't think you've got any unfortunate character traits.
Oh, come on, Lou. I'm a human being. Of course I do.
That's true. But what do you do any work on yourself?
Yes.
Do you go counselling and stuff?
I have in the past. I'm not at the moment, but I've had a bit of therapy. I love a self-help book.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah. I'm fully open to a self-help book. I try and push them on my children, but they don't want that.
No.
You can get like kid ones now, or I just think things like that are useful.
It's a shame that kids don't want them, and also it's a shame that kids don't listen to their parents, really.
Yeah, it's a real bummer they don't listen to their parents. It's really irritating.
It is irritating because they know them the most, kind of thing.
Yeah, and also maybe they need to sort of push away and rebel. That's part of that's normal.
And also my mum said that I should be doing, she thinks I should be in an office doing, I can't remember what it was, but it was very unsuited to me. So sometimes we shouldn't listen to our parents.
Something clerical.
Yeah. So sometimes tell them to fuck off. And I say that to your kids.
Yeah, no, totally reasonable. I think it's normal for them to push against.
But weirdly, the next question is, how important is it to still impress your parents?
I don't know if I need to impress them. I feel like I'm too old now. I've got their approval now. It probably was important when I was in my teens and 20s and stuff, when I was more in development in that way. But now I feel like...
You've been an afterlife.
Been an afterlife. One taskmaster.
Yeah.
I feel like if they don't love me for who I am now, Lou, they can go fuck themselves, really.
If they don't love me for going on Taskmaster by now, then what, they're going to love Richard Herring?
Yeah, I just think, what more do you want from me? What more can I give? I've given you 2 grandchildren and I won Taskmaster. I can't do anymore.
You can't. Time? No. Watch me on repeats on Dave.
I'm always on Dave.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? You like film and television?
I do, yes, I think so. I'm not very good at... I'm not up to date, though, with things.
Well, actually, you might not like this next question, then, because I can't remember any scenes of any films or anything, really.
I used to be good at that shit, but it's all gone.
You've been busy winning Taskmaster, etc. So...
Yeah, you're right.
What is best on-screen cuddle, if you can remember one?
I tell you what, do you remember in Romancing the Stone when Catherine... Right, so Michael Douglas, I've said this as an answer to another question on another podcast, but this is what happens when you do too many podcasts.
Yeah, fine, I'll take it.
They overlap. Right, so Kathleen Turner was cuddling... they were naked, Michael Douglas, and they were naked in bed, and they were all squished up with each other, and you saw the squish of her boob just sort of coming out of the sight. And that was a lovely cuddle when I was at that formative age.
Yes, and very real as well, I suppose.
Yes, it was a very sexy cuddle.
Yes. I wonder if the art director, you know, when if you're lying on someone like that and you're naked, if the art director's like hoisting up the boob, and you know what I mean?
If he said,
like,
can you just hoik it to the side, Kathleen, so I've got maximum boob silhouette.
Because, you know, like if you pose for your boyfriend in sexy underwear and then he says, arch your back or whatever, just because he's seen it in other...
Because you just want your face out of frame. If you could just arch right back so I can't see your face, that would be great.
If we can all just pretend this is someone else, that would be great. too much info there. Oh, yeah, go on, tell us this one. What's the best, worst or weirdest cuddle you've ever had?
So I remember early, school disco cuddles. They're good, aren't they?
When you have your first,
when you're like clinging on to some boy at a school disco for a slow dance, they're great.
Oh my God, yeah. And you're still doing it for you, but you're also doing it for the rest of the school.
Oh, big time. We used to do it. Do you remember that song? Move closer. Move your body real close until we feel like we're really making love.
Oh. Okay, last question. Who would you most like to hug? Alive, dead, human or other? It's a sassy one to end with.
Oh, it's really sassy because really, it's not. It's is it any different from you dreamed in a party guest? I mean, is it just a new twist on those?
Shut up, Kerry. It's an original question.
So am I sort of thinking about just people I admire?
No, am I thinking
about people with strong arms that I literally want to hug?
You know, you could have a story about, you know, your dead granddad who fought in the war.
And, I was thinking more famous people, not family.
Yeah, fine. Well, that gives an insight into you, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, I've offered up my grad. I've talked about my dad. I'd like to hug. Oh,
there's no right answers. Kerry, there's no right answers.
I'd like to give the world a hug, Lou.
Oh, my God. That's the I said there's no right answers, but I'm sorry, that's the right answer.
Yeah, man.
Time for the practical examination now. Hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody, get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle. So the last bit of the podcast is now. I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but usually when I did the podcast, I would hug someone in real life, and now I just hug you and see if you can feel it over the energy fields.
Okay, I'm fully up for this.
What you do is you close your eyes, I come in, give Mama a little hugger for Mama, and you see if you can feel it.
Right, is this something that you used to do on the podcast in real life, and now you have to do it this way? Okay.
Yeah, but we've made it work for us, Kerry, you know, because some people believe in energy and some people don't. But the thing is, you can actually sort of project anything onto anything, really, so you probably will feel it, but... Okay. From the power of our imagination.
Totally on board. Right, you're coming to me now.
Close your little lovely peepers. Mm-hmm. It's not a prank. Lovely face. Kerry, you've got a lovely face. Can I just say that?
Oh, thanks, Lou.
It's really nice. Okay. And I'm coming in and I grip you now and a little peck on your cheek and out I go.
Yes. Oh, I did feel that and I liked it.
I was worried about saying you had a beautiful face and then coming in for a hug because it could have been seen as prejudice, but I think you picked up the energy was more maternal than that.
Yeah, no, I felt that. I felt like you were just a very benevolent masseuse.
Yeah.
You had that sort of vibe.
I can't have a massage though because I get too turned on and I don't understand why.
You do hear that. I've heard of that. I've heard people that have had happy endings in massages.
I don't really understand how people are just acting like it's normal.
I must admit, I do like a massage and they don't get erotic with me. I just lie there with my face in that tiny hole in the table and I just dribble and conk out and they're very unerotic.
I can't have them anymore because I start wiggling around. I can't, can't control myself. Okay, so on that
note... Well, you know who you are and you know what you like.
Yeah. On that note, I'm ready for my cuddle from you because then you have to give me one.
Right, I'm coming in. Okay. Oh, it's a squeezy one.
Lovely.
There you go.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Again, sorry to do this sort of massage chat before the hug thus bring weird pressure on it, but it was so nice to speak to you. And
you.
Maybe we'll go for dinner in real life one day.
Oh, I'd love that. Now we're all allowed. We can do what we like. We can go for dinner.
I'm going to get...
We could go for a double massage like parallel beds. And then when I think it's getting too saucy, I'll be like, no, maybe I could have a little stick.
Yeah, poke me with a stick. Or just sort of I can see how it's done. I can see how a relaxing massage is handled and just sort of try and, you know, wind my neck back in. And by neck, I mean vagina. So that was Kerry Godleman. What a nice lady. She's on Twitter at Kerry A. Godleman. I imagine her middle name's Angela, but we don't know for sure. And she's got a website, kerrygodleman.com. That's got tour info on, so she's touring in the autumn. And she's also on a show called Whitstable Pearl, where she plays a detective. But she did say it's on Acorn TV, and a lot of people don't have Acorn TV, so I guess that separates the true fans from the real fans, from the not... fans willing to get Acorn TV. You know what I mean? Okay, thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. Remember to CC everybody in. I'm not going to say the rest of it because you should know by now. And lots of love. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at cuddleclubpod.com. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.